child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Do what?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Wednesday Live. I'm cutting out the opener because we have a lot to do today, and that's a minute and 25 seconds that we can spend saying hello and welcome to our guest today, one of our guests, Kim Stryker, who's here in the studio. Kim?
Good morning.
Good morning. Kim has a program that it plays pretty much throughout the week called Heart for Hollywood. And Kim has brought to us her heart for God's work in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry with a lot of believing Christians. Many are behind the scenes, some are out there in front of the camera, but a lot of faith-based folk that need prayer, the whole industry needs prayer.
Amen. So,
and Kim, we're going to be getting back with Kim a little bit later for more background on that. Karen Hubbard, our many people don't know, Karen is our program director. And she does a great job of making sure that programs get on the air. And I work humbly beneath her authority in the production room, downloading.
You'd have your job.
I do.
She's the best. She's the best.
She is. But we also have calling in from Orlando, a wonderful brother, Marty Jean-Louis. Marty, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I am well. Everybody here looks well, but I'll let them speak for themselves. You look good, everybody. For those of who are tuning in and you've heard the name but you can't remember, Marty is the founder and the executive director of the International Christian Film and Music Festival that occurs every year in Orlando in May. And this coming year, it's going to be the second full week of May, Marty? Would that be fair?
It would be the first week of May, yes.
First full week of May, yeah. That's what I meant to say. Us old people, you know, if we don't take our medication, we're in bad shape. Anyway, and this morning, for the first half hour, we're going to be talking with Marty about the film festival. I've been there twice, the year before last and last year, and I was just blown away. The Spirit of God was so richly moving through the entire festival. The people gathered, the different disciplines, the hearts, though, that were all of them oriented to serving God in the film and music industry, faith-based programs, movies, music. There were producers there. There were money people there. There was the warp and woof of faith-based entertainment. It just blew me away. And I went the second year, and I still got blown away. and I'm hoping to come this year because, you know, after the third year is usually, you know, when you can hang on to most of the parts that get blown away so you can learn more. But
that's right.
Tell us about the festival, Marty. Tell us what God put on your heart to get it started. What was the vision?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the wonderful things that you said about ICFF. Thank you so much. Well, the festival is really not something that I wanted to do or I chose to do. it's actually something I ran away from. And I did not want to do it. So it really started because there was a festival here in Orlando that I used to take my kids to, and for whatever reason they stopped doing it each year, and it was such a bummer because we were looking forward to it. It was just like the father and son, you know, date that I would take them each year, and one year stops And then God put in my heart that I've got to do something about this. And and so I fought God for 2 years. Of course, God always wins.
True.
And I gave in and, you know, prayed on that. And we started the festival. And here we are 12 years later.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? And it's grown every year, hasn't it?
It has. And I think the more important, it's not the numbers, it's more the spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I was at one of the very first years that Marty had the film festival. And even though it was basically a hallway, a foyer, and a couple rooms, right, Marty? The spirit was huge. Yeah. He was able to, God brought Stephen Baldwin that year. You know, a huge actor to this little dream that was beginning to grow. And I went, this is amazing. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I got to get behind this. How can I help? And introduced him to Lori Wallers, who was a film promoter. And she says, I got to help Marty. Everyone who saw that were like, we got to get behind this. This guy's the real deal. Marty's really doing this for the Lord. And this is going to be blessed. And everybody just got behind it and prayed for him and lifted it up. And it's amazing, amazing what you did in 12 years, Marty, with God.
Absolutely. Well, God's grace, you know, but you have to be willing, right? You have to be willing to be that instrument God's going to use to get that started. I'm going to ask you, Marty, to talk in just a second about what the heart of the festival is. And I had a chance to be with that beating heart for 2 years, and we want to encourage the average listener to consider prayerfully attending this festival. And, you know, our reach is from Melbourne in the north to North Miami in the south, Western Bahamas, all the way over Lake Okeechobee, and some of the sections of those counties in a circle that go all the way down to the top of Dade County. And some people say, well, I'm down here in Broward County, I don't want to drive all that way. But listen, let me tell you something. This is an experience. It's an experience of a lifetime to be a part of what God is doing in Christian media. And that if you have any concern for that, you should really get on your knees and ask the Lord to show you if he wants you there. You don't have to be in the industry.
Right.
Right? Marty, you don't have to be in the industry to attend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I always tell people that you cannot explain ICFF. You just can't. You could try and say it's great, there are this and that, but until you come and experience it on your own, then you get it.
Amen.
Get why people come and the fellowship. No, it is not just for filmmakers, and I tell people that all the time. It's a great place to discover, because a lot of times we talk about, I don't want to watch these things that are on television, you know, there's nothing.
Yeah.
But that's where you get to discover the amount of Christian films that are being produced that you don't know about.
Amen.
And
yes.
you get to see them, you get to watch them, and you get to meet the people behind them, which is equally important. Then you hear their hearts.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes, and every year, we get movies that you get to watch before everybody else, like before it goes in the theaters. So you get firsthand experience while you're at ICFF to watch these movies before everybody else, which is really neat.
That's awesome. And you mentioned when I get back to the point of the thing that blew me away the first time was that I got to meet actors and I got to meet producers that were, you know, everybody had something to do with the production of those films. And we had to sit down. And the other thing was nobody was standoffish.
Right.
I was a nobody. You know, I had my little, you know, comp tag hanging from my neck, showed the radio station call letters, and but I nobody knew me, but I would come up to them, and they would open their arms, you know, and open their lives to me. I tell you what, I got so enriched.
And there's also 24/7 prayer going on behind the scenes.
Yes.
Marty has a prayer room going, and people from Hollywood Prayer Network, local prayer warriors, they're on the scene the whole time, and the spirit is so strong in those rooms. I mean, whether you're watching a screening of a brand new indie filmmaker who's just starting, there's educational sessions or so, but whatever room you go into, you just feel the spirit really powerfully moving, pulling everyone together and letting people who are just film lovers or people who've been praying for Hollywood and praying for what God's doing, they're going to be so blessed because they're going to be spirit filled and they're going to feel it while they're there.
Absolutely. It's like going, you know what it's like having church in the lobby of heaven?
Yes.
That's how it feels. Powerful. Marty, I want you to speak more about the heart of the festival, but tell people how that they can connect with the website and how that they can, on the website, make arrangements to attend.
Yeah, so thank you for that. Here's the cool thing is most people don't know that there are some free things that they can attend at ICFF. So there are people that says, well, I'm not sure, I don't know, I don't have time, or I don't have the money. There are things that we have available that is completely free, and you could get a free ticket, and I mean free.
Okay, right.
Pay nothing.
No strings attached, right.
No strings attached. There are a few things, like we have like a worship concert on Wednesday. That's available to anybody and everybody, right? Like, we do not have to pay anything for that. There's a movie night. Again, this movie is going to be going in the theaters on Friday night. That's completely free. And anyone can sign. And you do have to get a free ticket. That way, when you go on registration, no one, or you're trying to get in, no one questions you. So you have to get a free ticket for that.
Well,
and you can all get more information about these things, or if you want to be the part of the whole thing, just go to the website, internationalcff.com, internationalcff.com, and you'll get a whole lot more information, who's going to be there, the schedule, and you'll see the massive amount of films that we are screening this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's over 150 films.
Wow. That's a lot. And it was more than any one person can see.
Yeah.
But then you pick and choose. But what I enjoyed, my wife and I the first year sat in several films. And at the end, we had a chance to talk. Often the producers were there, director in some cases, and some of the cast. And we had they came up and just said any questions, you know. And it was like, wow. I can't believe that I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know, it was hands-on.
Right. If you're curious, how did they film that scene? Or,
yeah.
Or how did you get involved with the movie? And a lot of times they give their personal testimony, too.
Yeah.
And how they came to be working in Christian films. You have people like Kevin Sorbo, who was Hercules on a nationally syndicated TV, who's sitting there now doing Christian film and sitting in front of you being willing to answer questions.
That's right. He was very approachable the first year I was there. He had a table. He was selling his videos and books, and he'd stand up and take a picture with you. And, of course, when he stood up, and I'm only 5'8 and a half, so I literally stood in his shadow, but it was great that he was there, you know.
Yeah.
Marty, there's, and Kim had touched on some of these things, but you know, the core of ICFF, there's several elements that make it up. And we talked about, you know, the networking aspect and the movie screenings. But there's other things that go on. Could you open up, talk a little bit more about some of those other things?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. First and foremost, the festival is to celebrate Jesus, right? To celebrate our King through media, right? So that is the core of it and the number one thing for us. And you get to experience that and you get to feel that. And outside of the film, there are other things that are going on. Of course, there are seminars for actors and filmmakers. And one thing that we don't talk about a ton is the seminars for people that are into music. So we talk about like music licensing, how to license your music, how to publish your music, the music contracts, and how to market these things. So there's, for people that are into music or want to know more, so we got you covered.
Amen.
And for people that just want to fellowship, right? Like they just want to pray, and they just want to be there and experience something different, right? Like it's like the Oscars with Christian, and they want to experience that the red carpet, the award ceremony, the VIP dinner. I mean, there's so much in the 4 days that we are there that you get to experience, and there's something for everyone.
It's a rich experience. Kim had a comment.
And every morning they kick off the festival for the day with a praise and worship and session.
Oh, how
every
awesome.
Every day.
And I'm telling you, it's not just somebody mumbling a prayer
right
for 5 minutes.
Amazing.
It's awesome music. It's spirit-led praying and worship. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Immensely.
Powerful.
Powerful. First, the second year, because first year we stayed at a friend's condo, and I really couldn't get there early enough to do that. But it sets the pace, doesn't it? It sets the pace for the rest of the day and for the whole of the festival. I'm curious.
Exactly.
I think some people have been hearing the term red carpet, and they kind of know what it is when they see the Golden Globes or the Oscar. On TV, but how does the ICFF put on a red carpet event?
Oh man, that is one of the most difficult events to put together.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Just the red carpet part alone is... But we have a great team that really helps with the red carpet event. And a lot of our speakers and celebrities, the nominees, and whoever's a VIP, they all get to walk the red carpet. And what's cool is when it's all said and done, anybody could go on the red carpet and take pictures and do videos and all of that, which is really cool. Yeah.
That is neat. So a lot of impromptu paparazzi maybe coming up in the crowd, you know, you got your phone or your camera. The thing that that comes through in all that has been said thus far is how user-friendly the entire event is. Because there's no, from my own experience and many others that have gone there, there's nothing that's off-putting. There's no one that holds out a hand and says, you don't belong. You know, there's some things that are obviously set apart for Academy folks. and, you know, if you're not a member of the Academy, you don't need to be there. But the bulk of the festival is, you want to come, you know, we love you, thank you for being here, interact with us and we'll interact with you.
And also,
you know, the crazy thing is, you never know who you're interacting with.
Absolutely.
Like, because a lot of times, like, we may not recognize the person because they may not be an actor on TV, but they could be, like, the producer or the director of, like, your favorite movie, you know, favorite Christian movie that you're talking to and you don't even know it.
That's absolutely, but once you do know it, there's an introduction to maybe meet that person on a deeper spiritual level.
Yes.
And that's the powerful part of it. I, excuse me. Tell us something, I know you got something on your heart that you're very passionate about concerning this, and you may not have had a chance to address it yet. So I'm just going to open the door, Marty, and invite you to just share. What's part of your beating heart for God right now you want to tell people?
Yeah, I think right now I feel, and I think a lot of us Christians feel like we're coming into the last days,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
I feel that. And the question that I ask myself, and I don't ask people, and hopefully they ask themselves, is what am I doing to bring people to Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? What is it that I'm doing? Am I doing my part? If God comes today, what have I done?
Yes,
right?
Amen.
For me, I'm called into the media world.
Right.
So I want to make sure I do my part to
Amen.
Help bring people to Christ. There are so many people that are broken. There are so many people that are just waiting for us.
Amen.
They are literally waiting for us to reach to them, to reach out to them. And we're not doing that. And by we, I don't mean everybody, but a lot of us aren't, right?
That's
right. For whatever reason. Maybe we're scared, or maybe we think it's not our job. It's somebody else that needs to do that. But we are all called, right? We are all called. We all have skills and talents. And for me, I think media plays a huge part. And we see that. We see how the enemy is using media. Like, just turn on your television and you will see how the enemy is using media. For us, we have to use media for good, right? We have to use media to bring people to Christ.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And we have to reach the lost. And we have to do our part. I'm sorry, I think you were about to say something.
No, keep going.
We have to reach the lost.
Yes.
And for me, and it's one of the reasons why, you know, we started 24 Flicks, which is the opposite of Netflix.
Right. decent programming, decent movies and TV shows with their faith-based.
Exactly. It's mostly faith-based, and there's a lot of family that is not necessarily faith-based, but it has those values, right? And that's also how we can attract people that are outside that perhaps don't want to watch a Christian movie, but don't watch a family movie. You know what I mean?
It's Amen. Like,
hey, why don't you watch this? And for us, we've watched them go from watching a family movie to a Christian movie because they're checking things out. Right?
Yeah.
And now at that point, the Holy Spirit will do its part. It's not up to me. I did my
Amen.
Part. It's
Amen.
Not for me to convert anybody.
Well,
it's
how?
Not for me.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Good. Was it a little time lag? So, no, I wanted you to finish your statement, but I had a question for you.
No, please go ahead.
Oh, okay. How can folks contact or get in touch with 24 Flicks? I mean, is there a website people can, you know, examine what's going on and sign up if they want to?
Yeah, it's free. That's the cool part. 24flicks.tv is free.
Okay.
So you can watch these movies for free on your app. You could download the app on your television or on your phone or your tablet. It's free. And,
wow.
And you can watch these movies. So there's no reason not to get it.
Absolutely. Well, the free part is be especially appealing to a lot of people. But how do you, and I need to ask you this, but it's obviously a tremendous effort on your part to get this out there and keep the content fresh and add to the options within the live streaming entity. I mean, how do you support that? Do people do you take donations or how do you keep it going?
We haven't done donations, but it's something that we are considering doing so that we can, because it's quite expensive to keep it going. We are considering that as something that we're thinking about doing to accept donations, but we want to make sure that it's free to everyone,
right.
That people get the gospel, just like your radio station is free to everybody and anybody.
Amen.
You don't have to pay. You know, you don't
That's
have to
right.
pay.
We do have. We just finished our spring prayer and share fundraiser, and so we were well aware that our listeners do the bulk of our income. probably 80% or more of our total operating expenses come from listeners. So we are listener supported. And in the same way, the ministries like 24 Flicks and certainly the International Christian Film and Music Festival deserve for believers to spend some time praying about how God would call them to provide resources. We're in a stage now, I was going to bring, best brings me back to a point of funding. There's a lot of faith-based productions out there that are only happening because of crowdfunding and maybe other similar types of funding. I know you can say something encouraging about that, but I think people need to know, believers have to step up, right, and provide the means by which faith-based productions can actually be completed and be seen.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that you will see this year is people are paying attention to Christian films.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more Christian films in the theater this year than you've ever had.
Wow.
You're about to see that. And what you also are about to see is more, and this is great news for all of us, more faith-based content on Amazon, because Amazon is about to bring more faith-based content. They're about to produce a lot of it. And Netflix has already produced, and they're about to put it on. And you'll see more and more of that. So, and that's the cool thing, right? Like, when you come to ICFF and you watch this movie, and you're like, and then you see a commercial for this movie that's about to go in the theaters, you're like, I already saw that movie.
Yeah. that's exciting. You know, I've seen some of those. Karen had a question.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I really feel that the scales are being tipped in favor of Christian media, when Hollywood specifically, the Hollywood films, you know, have become, you know, the awards ceremony is like a freak show. And, you know, the people who are really doing the great stuff are hidden in the back. In the background, so all we're seeing is the freak shows. But I feel like the Lord is tipping the scales in favor of Christian films, and you know, because we've been talking to you for a couple of years, so we do see the increase in the films, and I believe that it's just going to increase with that, and that the Lord's favor is going to be upon both the music industry, the arts, the entertainment. And before we know it, then the freak show will be no more. And I just feel like they're losing their influence because people see it for what it is, which is nothing, just leads to nothing. And anyway, so I just see the Lord tipping the scales on behalf of his people.
I can go along with that. Yeah.
And I just feel like, as anyone who's listening who doesn't understand the importance of their participation as viewers, as people who are downloading music, as people who are buying movie tickets, make sure that you understand these are actually ministry dollars. Mm-hmm. When you go to see an amazing Christian film, see it on Friday and Saturday when Hollywood is taking notice that the theaters are being filled to watch faith-based and God-honoring, family-friendly films. We want them to get that message, and they see it on the weekends. If you see the blockbuster movie on Friday and then save your Christian viewing for a Wednesday $5 movie theater, it's not quite as impactful as if you make that a priority. Understand that your support is in your tickets and in your downloading your music and things like that. That's sending a message to the people who are at the top of this industry that have the dollars and the distribution and the marketing money to get this stuff out there, that this is what we want, and we will support it when it's out there.
Amen. Thank you. That is true. And many people don't know the criteria by which the film industry knows what people like.
Right. So and we're educating them.
So that's good. People need to know that. So the weekend ticket sales, that's what's going to point to where what people want to see.
Exactly.
And what they don't want to see, you're going to have a lousy ticket sales, horrible income. You're not going to make your budget. It's going to tank. So that's good to know.
Right.
Marty.
Yeah, and I want to point out one more thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
This is really important. For those of you who have been praying for this, right, God has answered your prayer.
Amen. Yes.
We are now seeing the fruit of what you've been praying for.
Amen.
Amen. And that fruit is only going to become more sweeter, really, and more prolific as God moves in the entertainment industry as a whole. But that movement,
amen,
that movement is right now, I think, heavily inspired from the faith-based side. And I've met a couple of people, and Marty, let's keep going for a few more minutes. I don't want to finish with you right now. If you give me a few more minutes before we go to a break, but there seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because my wife does it all the time, but and honey, if you're listening, I love you, but it seems to me that there is a movement in the spirit from the community of faith-based entertainment folks and all the disciplines therein, in terms of reaching out to the secular side of entertainment industry, that there's some influence happening that is touching people, mm-hmm, that are totally secular, and yet it's a positive move of the spirit. Am I seeing the right thing here, Marty?
Oh, for sure. 100%. I mean, Hollywood have been paying attention for the last, I would say, 5 years, right? They look at the numbers, right? And the numbers make sense, mm-hmm, right? And they see opportunity. But as Christians, we also see opportunity. As long as we're able to put out these movies out there for people to see and be saved, right? And we've, amen, seen this happen. There have been more movies. You've seen more Christian movies. Like, you've seen more and more. Like I said, this year, you will see more than you've ever had,
mm-hmm,
in theaters. It's, mm-hmm, going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
to see that. And next year as well, I've talked to a bunch of producers, and there's some great movies coming out. There's a Jesus movie that's coming out next year that's going to be also awesome.
Mm. Yeah, and this points to something else, that more people, those who come to the festival this year, will have an opportunity to really peek under the hood of the engine, mm-hmm, of faith-based productions,
yeah,
and get a chance to see what's coming in down the road. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about the festival, right? Like, even, mm-hmm, even if you came with a free ticket,
yeah,
you'll get to experience and see that.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's why we use that as a ministry tool. Also, those free tickets, we use those as a ministry tool to attract people, perhaps, that says, you know what, I'm not a Christian, I don't want to pay for Christian stuff. And then you say, but it's free, it's a great movie. And, oh, okay, you know, I'll give it a shot, I'll try it, you know.
That's right,
it's easier,
yeah,
It's easier to bring people to watch a movie and say it's free at the same time,
mm-hmm,
than it, right, is to take them to church, right?
Absolutely, like, yeah. Yes. Yes, and I think oftentimes the message is more clearly received in that medium than sometimes in going to church.
Definitely.
Not that I'm against church, I'm a pastor myself, but I think,
right,
the cut to the chase aspect of storytelling,
right,
and you're going to open up to the truth a lot more.
Yep.
And something that's considered entertainment. So our time is almost up, but a couple of things. I know you're going to be donating some free passes to the station to give away. And
correct.
Well, if you could talk to that for a second or two.
Yeah, absolutely. We love you guys.
And we love you too, brother.
Back to you, Marty.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we love you guys. We love your ministry, and we love what you're about. So, yes, we're happy to give your listeners some tickets. And those are producer passes, mm-hmm. which gets you in all the movies, almost all the seminars, the award ceremony. So you'll be able to do, like, almost everything.
That's cool, yes.
Very generous.
These are very generous gifts. Yeah, the dollar value of these is you'll really appreciate the freebie, you know, when you know what it costs.
I think it's $225
So that's very generous gift.
So, yeah. We're happy to do it because we love you guys. You know, we're like-minded. And we support each other, and we have to as children of
God.
We
do. Absolutely, we do. You know, we're not competing with each other, as some, because of denominational issues, some people look at the church down the street and see their competitors. You know, we're going to try to steal their sheep, or they're going to try to steal our sheep. But all the sheep belong to God. We've got to realize we're not competing. We're all in the body of Christ together. Right. We got to get that in our head. But that's another factor that I found at the festival is the rich gathering of people from different
the unity.
It's unity. There's such a diversity of denominational backgrounds, but when everybody comes together, it's all about Jesus. I love that.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, that's one of my soapboxes is Christian unity. So, thank you for giving me a chance to step on it a little bit. tell us again how people can access information about the festival and arrange to get tickets.
Yeah, whether you're getting a paid ticket or a free ticket, you just want to check it out, or you're looking for more information about the festival, just go to our website, internationalcff.com. There's lots of information on there.
Hallelujah. And everything, you can handle all of your arrangements on that website. If you plan on staying the night or several nights, you have to contact the Wyndham, right? Hotel.
Yeah, you can contact the Wyndham, or you can, we have a direct link on our website that gives you like our room rate, which is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And you'll be all set. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Time is pretty much up, Marty, and I want to get you back on the air with us soon. Okay. And I'll talk to you during our break about how we can do that. But before we end this segment and say goodbye, actually, we're not going to say goodbye. We're going to say, what is it? Auf Wiedersehen. Adieu, right? Because we'll be with you again for sure. But would you just pray for the industry, the whole of the entertainment, the industry that needs Christ, as everybody does so badly, and pray, of course, for the faith-based folks that are making a difference in the Spirit.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much, first and foremost, for always being there for us, and we know we don't deserve it.
No.
We thank you for life. We thank you for provision. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you do for us. Lord Father, I pray that you bless each and every listener right now that is listening. You know the needs. You know the struggles. Lord, I pray that you go and help. Father, I pray for the industry as a whole, the film and music industry. I first pray for WCNO, for the great ministry that they're doing. I pray blessing over the station, over the staff, and over everyone that is involved, over every person that has donated, have prayed. Lord, Father, I pray for those that are in the entertainment industry as a whole that are fighting for you. Provide for them, Lord. You know the struggles, the battles that they're fighting.
Yes.
And I pray that you go in front and fight for them.
Yes, Lord.
And clear the way. And I pray that you soften the hearts so that they may hear your message, so they may see your message, and they may accept your message.
Yes,
Lord Father, please, we ask and we pray that you deliver us from all the evil things that are happening. Lord, I pray that you return very soon and come for us. Lord, we just want to thank you for choosing us. Use us as you please, Lord. And help us not to fight, not to be afraid of anything. And help us to do your work and your work alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Brother,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being willing to be with us today and for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. It is powerful. What God is doing through you and so many other names. You have brought people together. You've inspired. God has used you to inspire an increasing generation of believers that are absolutely committed to transforming the entertainment industry so it'll be God-honoring. And I thank you for being willing to stick your neck out, you know, to stand up in front. Full of the, you got the shield of faith, you got the helmet of salvation, all the armor of God, and
amen.
I can't speak for God because He didn't let me, but if I could assume, He's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," because I surely have that on my heart. Thank you, brother.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Don't go. Don't hang up. I'm going to go to a break. We're going to do a little music. But I want to talk to you before we go, okay?
Absolutely.
will.
Because there's no...
What was that? Oh, I know what I did. Okay, well, welcome back to the to Wednesday Live. And we have with us in this... We just had Marty Jean-Louis, the founder and executive director of the International Christian Film and Music Festival. I hope you're not just tuning in. Although I do understand from authoritative sources that we are now have On Demand back, and you can hear this as soon as we're done. The computer will put this Wednesday Live broadcast on demand for today. So you can look for that. But it was a great interview with Marty, and it's a great program that has been going. Is this the 13th year?
12th.
12th year. Okay, last was the 11th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's well worth your effort. Again, you can go to internationalcff.com and find out everything you want to know about the festival, including how you can get tickets. Now, we are going to be given, I don't know how many, Kim, did you know how many tickets?
He didn't say how many, but he usually gives us more than a handful. I mean, yeah. I'm sure there'll be a handful.
So I'm going to say even now, if you want to get on the list,
right?
We don't know what the cap is, right. But if you want to get on the list for free ticket, these are $225 value,
yep.
Which gets you into just about everything.
You get to see all the movies. You can attend a lot of the educational sessions. And more than that, just being in that open area where you have the different producers, directors, filmmakers, actors, they have booths there. And they're very accessible. You can just walk right up. Like you were saying, you met Kevin Sorbo. He had a booth.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know who's going to be walking through the aisles. And everybody is so open and friendly. I was there. Nancy Stafford was there a couple of years ago, and she was a movie that she'd starred in, and she was also being honored in their awards ceremony. So just walking around, the people you get to meet, if you see someone and you're like, oh my gosh, I saw that person in a movie, this is the occasion where you can walk up.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you see them eating dinner in a restaurant somewhere, you don't want to bother people, but in this situation, you can walk right up to them and say, wow, I saw your last movie, that was great, and next thing you know, you're having a conversation that you're going to be so blessed by, because these people that are venturing into that industry and they're artists and actors, it's not an easy place to be. So they have to be pretty humble and spirit-filled to survive this Christian film industry. And they're very approachable, good people.
It's awesome. So the number to call for the station is 772. I can do this in my sleep.
Yes, you
can. Why don't you give us the number, Karen?
Yes, if you'd want to get on that list to get tickets, maybe you'd like to go to that film festival, call us here at 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
Speaking of tickets, and I'm going to shift a little bit, many of you have already heard from us that this May the 2nd is the National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May the 2nd. And returning for the second year is Jonathan Kahn, who will be here in person at the Mid-Florida Event Center, which is in Port St. Lucie. Many of you know where it is. It's right off of US 1. It's at 9221 Southeast Event Center Place. What a creative name for an address. But anyway, tells you where it's at, Port St. Lucie. It's going to be starting at 6 p.m. However, there's a limit of seats. Tickets have to be obtained. They're $20 a piece. You can go to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance website, which is tccalliance.com. That's tccalliance.com. And there you can arrange to reserve a ticket. And or you can call 772-324-9313. I will tell you, tickets are going fast. There's only, I think, 1,000 seats available.
And I know last year there was almost 900 people there.
It was packed out.
Very packed.
People standing in the back.
Right.
Because
and they're pushing things around to make more room for those couple hundred more chairs.
Yes. And pastors especially, you can call, might be easier to call, I don't know, and arrange for you get a block of tickets for people from your church. And it would be real helpful to the one human being who's managing all of this if you'd be willing to arrange to get a block of tickets for your church. Time is going fast, too. This is the 10th of April, and so we're one-third through the month, and it's on May the 2nd. So time is flying. And if you listen close, you can hear the flapping of the wings. I mean, it's just incredible. Anyway, again, Jonathan Kahn returning to the Treasure Coast. National Day of Prayer, May the 2nd of this year. TCCAlliance.com to arrange to get your tickets. And oh, you can also find out more about Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Well, back to, we have about 9 minutes. And just to Kim, again, thank you for coming all the way up here.
Oh, it's a pleasure, always.
From your abode in Palm Beach County. And I've got to say as a preamble, Kim was led by the Holy Spirit here several years ago, ostensibly to give a donation right. during prayer and cheer. That's what she thought. And bring her grandson, Gage, who really we enjoyed having him. Jonathan had him, put him in charge of the mic, and did a great job. So we might have started a career in radio, but we don't know. But at any rate, and from that, the Lord opened your heart, opened our hearts. We came together. You shared from your history, your involvement in the film industry through your dad, and all of that since then, your connectivity. And it was like, wow, God made the connections. And you have a program called Heart for Hollywood here at the radio station. So, and I don't want to lead you down a rabbit hole, or as far as what I just like you to talk about what God's doing in your heart as far as Hollywood's concerned. Well, we need to know about that. Whatever's on your heart.
Okay, so definitely want to talk about Hollywood, but I also what God was talking to me about on the way here is how He has used WCNO to connect all these people in this South Florida area, and how this local station is almost more like a community than just a radio station. Through this station, you guys had already been working with and in touch with Barry Alsobrook from right. Taken TV. We didn't even know each other, and we're both involved with the International Christian Film Festival. He's been helping Marty shoot interviews and things like that. I'm down here in Palm Beach drumming up support for movies. Stan Goldenberg, who's the head of a Christian information center on what movies are coming out. He also does all types of film promotion and marketing. I was able to introduce Stan to Barry. They're working together now to do a film, how we do the pre-screenings, and we put the word out there about pre-screenings for leaders and pastors. If you want to be on that list, let us know, because I would like you to be on my mailing list to bring you out to pre-screenings like you've seen. And Karen's come. We went recently to see Unsung Hero, which is a movie coming out April 26th. Incredible, incredible film about Rebecca St. James' family, how they came here from Australia, their struggles, what they went through, the tenacity of the family who was following God and not going to make a move, even though they were uncomfortable and had all kinds of things happen. Anyway, just an incredible story. Hope you guys get to see it April 26th. There again, Christians attending these type of films that you are going to love and enjoy is actually an act of service in ministry.
Yes.
King and Country is the band who also came out of that same
family.
Are they
family. Her brothers, right?
Those are her brothers. Yeah, kind of like a little twist ending there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just an incredible movie. I know a lot of people saw Sound of Freedom. Because of Sound of Freedom, a lot of people learned about the tragedy that's going on with child trafficking, how hugely impactful that movie was, led also through this radio station connection through WCNO. I was able to be introduced to Pastor Lynn Barletta, mm-hmm. who's doing amazing things with Florida Faith Alliance to not only help with the rescuing of children, but helping using her art school and her knowledge of arts and training other young artists to go in there and minister to these girls and boys after they've been rescued and so traumatized that even counselors can't get to them. But through her art and through God, she's able to minister to them and teach other people how to minister to them and get them to open up and be willing to accept healing. That all came through a connection here, you know, and through the movie Sound of Freedom, bringing all these people to what Lynn's already been doing. And now that ministry is blossoming and growing like crazy. So this hub that is WCNO is so important, and people don't realize that. And I just want to, anyone who's listening, understand that there's a lot of Christian radio stations out there, but this is your home station.
Yes.
And you're doing so much more than just radio.
Absolutely.
You're not just playing music for people, but you're really connecting ministries. And that unity that David's always talking about is happening through this radio station. So I hope that everybody is understanding the importance. Where, what radio stations can you drive by and pop in and bring them a box of donuts doing prayer and share and drop off a check and end up with a Heart for Hollywood radio show?
There you go. That's exactly.
You never know. Be careful. You might walk in the door and be drafted.
The Lord is consistent in that, connecting us with other Christians.
Yes.
And then opening doors.
Absolutely.
For ministry.
It is amazing how the Spirit just pours out and connects through the station. I just have to say that. And then what he's doing in Hollywood is, like Marty was saying, it's just this explosion that's happening, but it can't survive. The Holy Spirit can touch every artist out there, and he's been speaking to Christian writers and directors and producers and actors for a long time. But until people start going to those movies and buying tickets to those movies, they're struggling. They're starving. It's a difficult industry anyway, being raised by a father who was an actor and a filmmaker. I can tell you, it is not an easy business by any means. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a Christian, you've really limited your options to a very small amount of films that you can be comfortable starring in, writing for, and this and that, because you're going to be limiting your ability to get the word out about the movie. It's not as commercial. So we have to really, as a Christian family, support those actors that are, and those filmmakers and those producers. Don't be fooled because you hear that Sound of Freedom made millions of dollars. It's going to take millions of dollars to make the next film.
Yes.
So they may never be able to keep any of that money or very little of that money. So don't be fooled, you know, into things. Oh, it's okay now. One movie did well, so we can stop paying attention. Heart for Hollywood, I'm going to keep telling you what movies are coming out, what God's doing in the industry. If you want to know more about how you can pray for film, you can get in touch with me through the radio station. I can plug you into, you can be in a Zoom prayer meeting every other week for Hollywood. You can co-see get your friends together, your church friends together, your Bible study, your friends from work, bring them and go buy groups of tickets and just make it a fun ministry to go out and see Christian movies together and support what God's doing in the industry and help all those struggling filmmakers.
I think it's time for the church to ratchet up our personal involvement in the things God is doing.
Yeah.
And because, I tell you, this blows me away that, and this came to me in the last festival visit I did last year. The very intensity of the fact God is moving to take back the entertainment industry.
And the arts. Right.
And the whole, but not
scales
just the industry, but the
tipping.
People in it.
Yeah.
And he wants his church to be there with him. Right. Anyway, thank you for joining us today for Wednesday Live. We'll be back on the air next week to bring you more exciting things that God is doing. No.